whenever there is a disaster or suffering, particularly on a vast scale, we don't know where our questioning, where our search for meaning in it all is going to take us. But we know that in that, that this crucified and risen Lord, who is profoundly part of our world and part of our history, doesn't abandon us. And so we're accompanied. And I think there's a wonderful image of how we're accompanied with the two disciples that are leaving Jerusalem after the crucifixion. For them, it is a complete disaster. All their hopes are crushed. The world doesn't make sense anymore, and there's no point in trusting anymore, either trusting God or trusting one another, because there's this huge feeling of betrayal. And as they're escaping, they discover that they're overtaken by this stranger. And yet this stranger brings out of them that new hope, that new understanding, that precisely because this stranger is the Christ who was supposed to have been destroyed, this Christ is now alive, then whatever happens, the world is renewed, is rebuilt, is made new, and that we have a part to play in that building and that renewing. And that's an extraordinary task, vocation even, to which we're called. So Christianity doesn't avoid suffering. It is the most real and the most scandalous of all religions, because of course, in a way, it's even beyond religion, because it's about trusting this God who makes himself known in Jesus Christ, who enters into the depth, the crushing depth of our suffering. And because he is there, then we find the hope and the moral power to bring about a renewed creation.